This is Pause Before You Play, and it's time for more game day picks from local sports fans. You're on the air. Who you got?
Actually, I'm not betting. Just chilling and watching the game.
I know that move. A pause. Sounds like you've got a winning strategy.
Exactly. After I set limits and recognized the risk, I knew it was time to stop.
Now that is responsible betting, folks. Sports are fast. Betting shouldn't be. Make a plan at pausebeforeyouplay.org. That's pausebeforeyouplay.org.
From the Ohio News Network, this is the ONN Daily Podcast, presented by Ohio for Responsible Gambling.
It is Thursday, February 12, 2026. For the Ohio News Network, I'm Kate Burdett. A suspect is now in custody in connection to the shooting death of a Lyft driver in Cleveland. ONN's Danita Harris has the story.
A 20-year-old Garfield Heights man was arrested for the death of 56-year-old Antoine Latham. Police say Latham crashed his car Sunday night near East 103rd in Rose Hill after being shot. A second Lyft driver, 27-year-old Vassil Schvetz, was shot and killed early Tuesday morning. So far, no suspect has been named in that case, and investigators are working to determine if both shootings are connected.
Yesterday, a federal judge ordered that an Ohio billionaire must sit for a deposition in the Richard Strauss sexual abuse case involving the Ohio State University. ONN's Brianna Albizu has more.
Judge Michael Watson of the U.S. District Court for the Southern District of Ohio in Columbus denied a motion by Les Wexner's attorneys to quash a subpoena that was filed last month. On Wednesday, the judge ordered that Wexner must comply. Attorneys for the plaintiffs in the Richard Strauss sexual abuse case argued that because Wexner served as a board member at the university where Strauss worked and is one of the Ohio State's biggest donors and may have interacted with Strauss and the victims, his testimony is critical.
South of Columbus, the Ross County Sheriff's Office is asking the public for help after multiple bomb threats were made toward Huntington schools. Here's ONN's Tracy Townsend.
Since January 13th, the Sheriff's Office says they've gotten four threats of bombs or explosives. We have the 911 calls. We want you to listen to them and see if you recognize the voice.
Hey, listen, I'm giving you one chance to listen to me. I have two bombs placed inside of Huntington High School. And you guys have 1 hour to defuse them both, or people will be killed.
Right now, both the FBI and the Department of Homeland Security are helping Ross County Sheriff's deputies with this investigation.
Near Toledo, Sylvania-based Lourdes University announced yesterday it will be permanently closing at the end of the academic year. ONN's Megan Hartnett has details.
But it's all related to finances. The Board of Trustees says there's been a decline in enrollment and increase in costs, and there's an unsustainable funding model. The Board of Trustees says the university will be fully functional until the end of the school year, and more information will be sent out about degree completion and transfer options for students. The University of Toledo has agreed to be a teach-out partner for the school, meaning all students who currently attend Lourdes and are in good standing will be admitted to UT. Lourdes Board of Trustees says they are still looking for more partners to give students different options.
In Southwest Ohio, a federal court has accepted a settlement with two suppliers of road building materials. ONN's Jared Allen reports.
In total, $30 million is the amount two asphalt companies have agreed to pay as part of the settlement. The U.S. Attorney's Office for the Southern District of Ohio says Kokosing Materials and Barrett Paving Materials submitted fraudulent pavement testing to ODOT over the past decade. The Cincinnati Inquirer reports Kokosing will pay more than $17 million and Barrett will pay more than $12 million.
The U.S. Office of Inspector General got involved because some of the projects were federally funded. Ohio lawmakers are looking into the impacts of data centers in our state. ONN's Jay Plyburn has more.
House Bill 646 would create a 13-member commission. The research tool Data Center Map finds there are about 200 data centers operating statewide, with more than half right here in Central Ohio. The commission would look at a range of issues related to data center developments, like environmental impact, effects on the electrical grid, and more. Lawmakers expect the bill to have its first hearing soon in the House Technology and Innovation Committee.
According to a new report, Ohio is tied for fourth in the nation for the most anti-LGBTQ incidents last year. Ohio tied with Washington with 50 incidents. California had the most with 198, followed by New Hampshire with 72 and Texas with 66. The Toledo Police Department is among nine Ohio agencies selected for a drone first responder program. ONN's Jeff Hogan has more.
According to Drive Ohio and the Ohio Department of Transportation, the selected agencies will participate in the statewide Drone First Responder Pilot Program, an initiative designed to modernize and expand the aerial response capabilities across communities through use of the drones. One of the capabilities included the drone's ability to drop medical supplies to the scene of an emergency, even in remote areas. The drones will be equipped with real-time video streaming to command staff.
Thanks to our television affiliates WBNS in Columbus, WKYC in Cleveland, and WTOL in Toledo for their contributions to today's podcast. ONN Daily has been brought to you by Ohio for Responsible Gambling. I'm Kate Burdett on the Ohio News Network.
This has been the ONN Daily Podcast, a production of Radio Ohio Incorporated on the Ohio News Network.